Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist it.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Professor Sean Worthington, tenured professor at on computer science at the Department of Computer Science Department at Butte College in Northern California, author of Beyond Bitcoin, the Future of Digital Currencies. We're talking about that very topic, folks, and the different kinds of currencies. As I said earlier, full disclosure, Sean, you've created a new currency on a new technology, haven't you?
That's right. We've basically figured out that monetary systems are information systems. Money plays the role of data, and we can take the rules that we apply to databases and just apply them to monetary systems. And so when I was working on my dissertation on my PhD in computer information systems, I just decided to drop that and create my own currency and try to make the most perfect currency possible.
Mm-hmm. And with its own technology platform, I kind of said earlier that it was a variation on blockchain, but I only say that because it came later. It's really different, isn't it?
That's right. It was developed completely independent, and with blockchain, you have to record every transaction that ever happens, and then you can track how the money has gone through hand-to-hand and who owns it, and that gives you physical integrity and stops counterfeiting. But with Cloudcoin, we have a counterfeit detection system that's global, and it cannot be taken down, and it simply checks to see if the money is real or not. And so it's quite a bit simpler and faster and 100% private, because instead of the people having the accounts with blockchain, the money itself has the accounts with Cloudcoin.
But haven't we got to the point now, Sean, where, and you even said it yourself a minute ago, with how is your Cloudcoin going to be impervious to quantum computing?
Well, we don't rely on encryption to hide things. Instead, instead of having a public ledger that everybody can read, all of our data is private, and it's all shredded all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually hidden in different locations. So even if they were to get one of the databases, they couldn't make sense of it. We don't even bother.
But if it's that shredded, how do you verify? Because one of the things about the ledgers verify existence and ownership and transactions. How does your cloud system do that?
Well, the only thing that you need to verify is that you're talking to the right servers. And so we do that with SSL, which is the secure socket layer,
right,
and that's the
right.
same way that you talk to your bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's these 25 clouds all over the world. So long as you know that you're talking to the right ones, then if you send them the coin's authenticity numbers, which are like passwords,
right,
you can get the response back within a second and know if they're real or not.
Mm-hmm. But this sounds very sophisticated. This doesn't sound like take a cloud currency to downtown and buy a hamburger. I mean, this sounds very sophisticated, high finance stuff. Am I wrong?
Well, it's designed to be perfect, and it should be able to handle all situations, including high finance and simple retail. It is brand new, and we haven't developed all the software and the SDK kits yet.
Right.
But we're getting there. And so, in theory,
granularizing it in an app form type of thing where regular folks can use it in granular versions?
That's right. We're making a SDK in every single programming language so that programmers can just take our code off the shelf and
would be very much like Windows was for developers back in the 90s in the last decade.
That's right. I mean, our software would provide a service to their applications,
mm-hmm.
that would allow them to import and export Cloudcoin.
But is that also does it allow them to create Cloudcoin though? And would does that also give them the counterfeiting capability?
Mine? No, because the Cloudcoins themselves are data files. And, of course, you could make all the fake ones you want, but when you go to check it to see if it's real, that's when you can see.
But where does the cloud currency emanate from? Who has the authority to create a new one?
So we made the cloud coins back a year and a half ago and built the entire infrastructure around it, all the databases around it, all the software around that. So it cannot be counterfeited. There can be no new cloud coins created. What we can do is we can take all of the servers and clone them. And when we do that, that doubles everybody's money. But instead of having a system in which money
that puts you in charge. And so you now become, it now becomes essentially your fiat money rather than the government's fiat money.
Well, it's when we say fiat, we mean usually that the government is, you know,
behind it,
saying that this is money and forcing everybody to use it.
Right.
But we're not going to force anybody to use our money, and they can make their own decision whether it is money or not.
Right.
And once we have spent it into existence, we're not selling it into existence.
Right.
Once we spend it into existence, it's out there.
So, folks, this is very complicated. Don't feel badly if you're not getting it. If it's making your head spin, if your eyes are crossing, don't feel badly about this. This is hard to follow because it's so different. We've had 10,000 years of coinage, of stamping out a coin and developing fiat money. This kind of stored value is just completely different for us. It's going to take time. Quick break, right back with Sean Worthington.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.